It is with great pleasure and delight that I, the Ascended Master Saint Germain, am presented yet again with this opportunity to share with you some guidance and some wisdom that we, the Masters of Light, believe might aid you at this time. Today, I would speak to you of change. It is easy to believe that you are powerless when faced with the challenges of your world, when faced with the challenges of your own personal reality. It is easy to think that the difficulties are too great, the realities too harsh, that you do not contain what is required in order to alter the nature of the path ahead. Alchemists have studied change and developed a strategy that flows in accordance with natural law, that can be applied on oneself or the world around us in order to bring change, even to the most stoic and solid and concrete of things. In order to begin, we must at first observe that which is, so that we might see it in its true nature and form, as the artist sees the canvas that they might paint upon, or the lump of clay that they would seek to sculpt, or the stone that they would carve. Observation enables the alchemist, the artist, to see truly the possibilities for transformation, the way in which the grain of the canvas lies, the shapes that already begin to suggest themselves from the clay, the hidden, silent, secret spirit within the stone that calls out to the artist to give them birth and life. Alchemists have always known that the solution to problems lie within the problems themselves, and that when the problem is duly and truly observed and seen, the solution can be seen also. Let then the problem serve as a facilitator for its own solution. Bring the opposing forces of problem and solution together in you through observation, in order that the process may begin, in order that the problem might be solved. Secondly, you must apply the power of your will. Alchemists have always worked with the power of the elements on a physical level, but more importantly on a spiritual one. Alchemists have always known, as have the magicians and witches and shamans and priests and priestesses of your world, that elements exist in polarity, There is a masculine manifestation and a feminine manifestation. And it is only when the elements are worked with in both polarized forms that they yield their magic. One of the elements required for transformation is water. Water, in its masculine form, represents will. And water, in its feminine form, represents acceptance. Water is willful. Although we may see the element as being soft and compliant, it is secretly persistent. It may seem to flow around those objects placed in its path, but whilst it is finding a route around, it is also eroding the object that lies before it. And in time, the object will be worn down. This is the power of will within water. This is the determined, perpetual, infinite application of water's power. At the same time, water is willing to adopt the shape of the vessel into which it is placed, to compromise itself completely in order to find harmony within its environment. Water placed into a glass does not seek to erode the walls of the space in which it now finds home. It is only when water runs free that the power of its will is released. In seeking to change ourself or our reality, then, we must determine when to persist and when to adapt. Adaptation is not surrender. It is not to be seen upon as giving in or giving up. Sometimes the solution to a problem cannot be found through the principle of persistent will, but rather by seeking to change the dynamic energy of one's own nature in order to accommodate a force that is greater than ourself. At times, of course, with persistence, it is possible to utilize the energy of will in order to wear down the problem and create a route through. And often, the solution lies somewhere in between the two, there being possibilities whereby blockages might be eroded, destroyed, and also other situations whereby walls cannot be broken down, but rather we must accommodate ourselves in order to make those walls not our prison, but our home. The trick then lies in knowing when to persist and when to adapt, when to work our will, and when to be compliant. The answer, in regards to this mystery, of course, lies with the intuition, the inner knowing. When we listen to the heart and the wisdom that lies within, when we are willing not to follow necessarily the linear, logical route, but rather the lateral, curvaceous one. When we pay heed to the small, still voice that speaks from within our heart and seek to find confirmation of its message in serendipity and synchronicity, in dreams and omens and portents, then we give ourselves over to the higher power and knowing of the soul, and allowing ourselves to be guided by its hand, are sure to take the right course and action. We must then be willing at every moment, at every twist and turn, to listen to the small still voice and let it dictate the course that we might take in order to change the nature of ourself or our reality through will or acceptance or both. This principle of alchemy then can be applied to yourself, to your life, to your mind and your heart, to your body and your spirit, to your life path, purpose and destiny, to your soul. But it can be equally applied to your world and your reality. Your world is changing. These changes are inevitable. There are elements that you have come across as a race recently that have been too great to change through will alone. You have had to change yourself and your actions, but at the same time, through persistence, you have managed to find other solutions which have begun to change the very nature of that which at one point seemed impossible to transform. And now, as a result of this, there is hope. But as is the way, new challenges arise. And these challenges might now seem also to be insurmountable. But they are not. As you have seen already, the ingenuity of man, the divine nature of mankind's creative potential and power, holds the solution. It may be that in the short term, humanity will have to adapt to the new circumstances and situations of its reality, but in time, mankind may find new ways forwards that will enable them to change the very fabric of that they once thought to be unchangeable in order to survive, in order to excel, in order to move forwards in hope. The divine is within you, the co-creative power to change the very nature, the very structure of your reality inside and out. You simply need to remember the rules of play. And once you have them, to apply them with patience and skill in order to bring change. Remember, dearest ones, you are greater than you imagine yourself to be. Take then these words of love given in love and use them wisely and well.